Ramatirtha, he says, many people with great will and devotion will make a success of something because they are unselfish and they are devoted to the thing for its own sake. Then something happens and they lose their inspiration. They become the copywriting spirit comes in. They become, they think they're proprietors of what they have done. And he said this drags them down and puts them in a cage. The great Helmholtz, who was so consistently creative, and he remarked, he said, he had many ideas. He said, if you mention some new idea you've got for a piece of research, you haven't got time to do it now. You mention it to a colleague. He says, oh. He goes away. And then, a year later, he puts out a brilliant piece of research based entirely on your idea, which he has confirmed and now publishes, and it's under his own name. Now, he said, if you feel glad that a new truth of nature has been established, you're a scientist. But if you feel furious that he has stolen your idea and exploited it, and you are given no credit, well then, you're not a scientist, you're something else. Rutherford, one of the greatest men in radioactivity, made completely change the whole concept of the atom with his brilliant research. He was confronted by a young American who was rather sympathetic to him and said, look, sir, don't you think it'd be a good idea if you patented some of your discoveries? And he said, Rutherford sprang to his feet. He said, I thought he was going to attack me, and I dashed out of the room. Rutherford had a very, very pure devotion to his science, and the thought of making money, exploiting it for money, was totally against his whole idea. And I'll just introduce this. Ramtirth says there's a legend in which a magician who hated the world, he created three asuras, three demons, fighting demons. And he created them simply with minds and bodies, but without egoism. And they were invincible. Champions tried to stand up to them, but were all killed. So the people said, they're destroying our country. What should we do? And Ramtirtha said, well, tell your champions to go up and challenge these three asuras. And then when they come out, you go, oh no, 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 oh no, oh, and then run away. So there's no fight. Then the asuras will go back and wait for the next challenger. And when the next challenger comes, challenges, and then, oh no, you're too strong. No, run away. In this way, act. So they did that. And then these creatures, sort of golems, became weaker, and finally they could be killed. Now the wise man was asked, the sage was asked, what happened? He said, well, when they were fought, they simply fought without egoism. They simply fought as they had been created to fight. But when they were challenged and then the people ran away, egoism began to come into them. They began to think, why we're so great that they daren't even fight us. They ran away. He created egoism in them and then they became weak. Well, if we just try at the end to drop off the knots, knots of the name, of the place, of the time, of the expectation, even the body itself. And just for a moment, to sit, take a deep breath, let it out, and then sit, drop off the knots. If you like to try. Deep breath, and then sit.